pints and half gallons.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your favorite grocer. If you can't find it, please be sure to ask for it.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Anger in Arizona. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
That's in the legislature. State Rep. Annalise Ortiz and other Democrats chanting at Republicans for ending discussion and adjourning amid attempts to repeal a near total ban on all abortions looming after Arizona's Supreme Court upheld an abortion ban dating back to 1864. Former President Trump said while campaigning that Arizona ban goes too far and it will be straightened out.
Former President Trump's first stop in Georgia, Chick-fil-A, where he urged Atlanta's black community to back him.
I've done more for the black community than any other president since Abraham Lincoln.
Trump, who lost Georgia in 2020, is back in the state to raise money.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Atlanta. In New York, a third Trump attempt this week to delay his first criminal trial was rejected by a judge. He calls it election interference. Jury selection is supposed to start Monday. The former president charged with falsifying records related to 2016 payments to keep quiet an affair he denies having. At the White House, President Biden honored Japan's prime minister at a state dinner.
We've been brought together the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom.
Today, they and the president of the Philippines will hold talks on threats China poses, threats that FBI Director Christopher Wray may discuss at a House hearing.
Wray says the FBI opens a new investigation into China every 10 hours. Some of those investigations could be opening right here in the United States after a surge of Chinese nationals crossing the southern border near San Diego, home to the U.S. Navy's 3rd Fleet, 2 Marine Corps bases, and West Coast SEAL teams.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, one person's dead and 5 injured after a shooting in Washington, D.C. Several others were hurt when gunfire interrupted a Muslim end of Ramadan celebration in Philadelphia. The Biden administration is finalizing new rules to expand background checks on more firearm sales, like online and at gun shows. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
This is Florida News Now.
Florida is number one for inflation. A Moody's analytics report shows the Sunshine State at around 4%. While economists believe Florida's facing dramatic price increases, thanks to hundreds of thousands moving to the state, Governor DeSantis blames Washington.
Maybe stop spending so much money up there. Maybe try to do some things differently.
Florida has seen sharp increases in the cost of homes, rent, food, and general goods and services. Severe weather sweeping across Florida today. Strong thunderstorms hit Tallahassee and Jacksonville this morning and are making their way to the Tampa Bay and Orlando areas next. A teenager is dead after a shooting in Seminole County. Sanford police say 17-year-old Sedarian Cosby and 3 others approached a parked car. Shots were fired, and Cosby was shot in the stomach. Those in the car drove off. Another unlicensed post-cosmetic surgery recovery home is shut down in Miami-Dade County.
Miami-Dade police arresting Daya Roundtree after receiving a tip that she was running an unlicensed assisted living facility and post-operative recovery center out of a South Miami home. When officers served a search warrant at MLC post-op, they found 8 patients and 1 employee. The pre- and post-op patients say they were paying between $250 and $350 a night for help bathing, dressing, eating, and other personal hygiene services. The employee says she was paid in cash. Further investigation found illegally disposed in the garbage, contaminated gloves, bed pads, adult diapers, and other biohazards. Erica Rodriguez, Miami.
Florida transportation officials are urging drivers to stay off their phones and pay attention to the roads. FDOT is making the push during Distracted Driving Awareness Month. People who are caught texting and driving in Sunshine State face a fine of at least $30. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trust, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Attention foodies and music lovers. Experience the taste of paradise at the iconic Green Turtle Inn, your ultimate destination for Keys casual dining. Located at mile marker 81 in beautiful Isla Mirada. Indulge in the very best steaks, seafood, and pasta the Keys have to offer. But the magic doesn't stop there. Immerse yourself in the enchanting ambiance of live piano music at 8 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday. Renowned pianist and singer Jimmy Burns, straight from the club car in Nantucket, is bringing his talents to the Florida Keys. And beginning at 8:30 p.m., join the fun of piano sing-along with all the tunes you know and love. Make your reservations now at the Green Turtle Inn, where exceptional cuisine meets the magic of live music and the joy of piano sing-along. The iconic Green Turtle Inn, your passport to a night of indulgence, music, and sing-along fun. Visit us at mile marker 81 in Isla Mirada or online at greenturtleinn.com.
AUC with Dr. B, the radio program that challenges viewpoints and information that you hear in the mainstream media every day. Dr. Bruce Boros is the owner and founder of Advanced Urgent Care of the Florida Keys, and he brings his years of experience and training as a renowned cardiologist to the radio as he discusses a variety of topics and welcomes guests with perspectives that you won't hear elsewhere. If you have a question or comment for Dr. B, visit keysnewstalk.com and click on the link. AUC with Dr. B, Saturdays at 9 a.m., exclusively on Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
Here it comes, April 15th. It's time to file and pay your taxes again, unless you haven't in a year or 2 years or many years. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner, and I want you to know you are not alone. The IRS has no sympathy for you, but I do, because I deal with this problem every day for my clients. Millions of Americans have fallen behind due to mistakes or being totally overwhelmed and in way over their heads. If you can just get this problem under control, everything else would fall into place. There may be a way to get your life back by making this the year you take steps to end your IRS nightmare forever. Call me today for a free consultation at 305-682-1118. I'm not some mystery attorney in another state. I'm right here in South Florida to help you. 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Morning Keys. It is the Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys at, just about 8:08 now. And we were checking the, let's just check the weather forecast here for you quickly. 77 degrees, and we are looking at mostly sunny skies for today and 85 for your high. Tonight, chance of showers is about 20%, low of 73. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers at 20%. And the wind will continue at about 15 miles per hour in the next few days. Saturday for the 7 Mile Bridge run, sunny and high near 81. No mention of any rain for Saturday. Sunday, much the same, 81 for the high. So that's good news. We'll check your traffic here in just a little bit. But for now, we say good morning to Chuck Lasix-Mason. Chuck is with Take Stock and Children. Welcome back, Chuck.
Well, good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you. So you're up early. You're at a conference in Tampa, but we appreciate you taking out a few moments of your busy schedule here to get us updated on Take Stock and Children. Hard to believe that we are already rounding the end of the school year.
I remember when we were talking about the beginning of the school year? Not too long ago, it seems like.
All too well, yes, blink of an eye, but here we are.
It goes by fast. April, so we're looking at only a few more weeks of school through the end of May. For Take Stock and Children, we're focused on wrapping up the school year. We're looking at our seniors, and you know, all of our seniors have applied to schools, whether they're state universities or state colleges, wherever their path may be. And we graduate our kids. They receive their scholarships on May 18th at 11 a.m. at the Marathon Auditorium at Marathon Middle High School, which is an exciting event when we get to celebrate our 65 students earning their scholarship and send them off to the schools of their choice. So, I think we want to remind our listeners, you know, what Take Stock is all about. You know, some of them may not know. Take Stock in Children, I like to describe it as a mentorship scholarship program where we take, we look at students who meet income qualifications, so they're low income. We have a income guideline criteria for based on family size, household size. And the reason why we do that is because the scholarships that we purchase are state matched through the Florida Prepaid College Foundation. We have to meet those income criteria for to receive that state match. Mm-hmm. And then we also look at grades, attendance, and behavior, and the student has to have a minimum of a 2.0. So we're looking at students of a certain economic demographic and who are doing well in school or, you know, struggling in school, so to speak. And that way we can, you know, help them with mentor and move them forward. Mm-hmm. So when they come into the program, we assign them a mentor, and the mentor meets with the student one day a week. And the mentor is not a tutor. The mentor is typically a volunteer from the community who will help that student learn self-advocacy skills so they can be successful in life and when they come off to college.
Yeah. And Chuck, you talk about the student being successful. The program overall is very successful, and it is very well planned and thought out and coordinated. But before an investment is made in that student going forward, they have given all the skills and support necessary to help them succeed.
Exactly. You know, so we run workshops. You know, our program is designed on that success. So not only in high school, you know, as you're talking about, we want our students to be successful in middle school and high school and excel, mm-hmm. earn the best GPA possible, take those challenging courses. We encourage our students to do AP, advanced placement, or dual enrollment courses. And then we help them with those skills as well to be successful in college, because when they meet with their mentor on a weekly basis, you know, they have that support network. But when they do go off to college, they are on their own. So when they leave the Florida Keys and go to, let's say, University of Central Florida, with 70,000 students, well, you can only imagine that it could be a bit overwhelming for a student coming from a small community such as the Upper Keys, Middle Keys, or Lower Keys, and then finding themselves on a campus that is three times the size of their hometown.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're a social security number instead of an individual, and it's very difficult to make that transition to a much larger culture. Sure is. Chuck Lysis-Mason with us from Take Stock and Children on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. So 65 students this year. Is that a typical number for those graduating and moving on with Take Stock?
So far it has been. We now next year we have, right now I have 74 juniors. So we're going to have even a larger class next year. What we do is, and this year, we brought in over 100 students this year, which is a high watermark for new students coming into the programs in grades 6 through 10. So we are seeing a growing, our cohorts are growing year by year. And so we are hovering around the between 60 and 70 students every graduation year, which runs about 10% of the school's senior population. So if you look at Monroe County Schools, all the seniors graduating this year, Take Stock and Children will represent 10% of those students.
Wow. So, and you've got 100 entered the program this year. What is the percentage of those who actually completed and graduate and move on with a scholarship?
Yeah, I would say, you know, roughly between 90 and 95%. We do lose students through the process, students who struggle with grades. You know, our students come from a variety of backgrounds, so they have a lot of obstacles, and sometimes those obstacles can be a little bit too difficult to overcome. So they might struggle with grades and or behavior or attendance issues, and we'll have to let them go. Sometimes we have students who, it's strange, you wouldn't think it, but they want to resign from Take Stock because they find it's a little too overwhelming with all of the extra additional things they have to do, you know, the responsibilities. So they prefer not to be a part of the program. And, you know, again, we're an optional program. It's not a requirement. We look for students who are looking ahead to college or career technical education who need the assistance and will commit to the work and meet with the mentor and invest that time and effort to be successful then after high school.
Yeah, there certainly is a huge incentive, though, to complete the program. It's tens of thousands of dollars of assistance and the education provided to them, as you said, whether it's a state secondary school, college, university, or a technical school as well. So what a wonderful program it is. And the dollars we're looking at each and every year are pretty big, and they will continue to grow as we grow the number of students as well.
Absolutely. You know, and we couldn't do it without the generosity of our communities, our Rotary clubs, and different organizations and individuals who contribute to Take Stock and Children and allow us to, you know, permit us to purchase those scholarships for our incoming students. We were just in Marathon earlier this week, and Marathon is stepping up and providing some significant funding as well for the Marathon program, and we're very appreciative of that, of Brian Schmidt and the other leaders in Marathon, George Garrett, the city manager. He was instrumental with Marathon Rotary, Pete Rosasco, and I can just go on and name a lot of names in Marathon, but they're very helpful and very, very generous, and we couldn't do it without groups such as the Marathon Rotary or individuals like Brian Schmidt or the Ed Knight Foundation or the Ocean Reef Community Foundation or Keys Children's Foundation in the Upper Keys, and I can go on and on to purchase those scholarships. But then, Michael, on the other side of the coin, you have all the volunteer mentors.
Oh, yes.
Because every student we bring into the program, we have to have a volunteer mentor. And they are phenomenal. They are really our army of caring individuals who make the program run. You know, again, I just describe myself as the guy who sits at a computer and tries to coordinate everything and make the world easier for our students, for mentors, and for our coaches.
You do.
And they really put the hard work in, and I'm very appreciative of our mentors and our coaches.
Yeah, and some of the mentors that have been in the program and still are those who you would not think have the time to contribute, whether it's Michelle Lincoln, our county commissioner, or other leaders. And then there are those who are, you know, the neighbor next door. But it is really a rewarding program that really doesn't require a lot of time on the mentor's part.
Not at all. You know, it's not a lot of time. One hour a week tops. You know, it's really 30 minutes probably during the week. But the commitment that you put in emotionally is tremendous. You know, you really get attached to your student. If you start in sixth grade and you think about spending 6 years watching this child grow from a sixth grader to a senior and going off to college, many of our mentors will even continue to follow our students into college and then be part of their lives when that student graduates college and earns a degree and possibly gets married and has children and on and on and on. We have a lot of mentors who have been part of their mentees' life events beyond high school, which is it's wonderful to see.
And Chuck Lysis-Mason with us from Take Stock and Children on Good Morning Keys. And Chuck, I know it's a challenge since we have such a big county to kind of allocate resources and personnel evenly throughout the Keys. Do we have any additional challenges in the middle or upper Keys that Key West may not have? Is the participation of students the same across the Keys? We'll talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, our population tends to, for students-wise, of course, we have more students in Key West than we do in the other parts of the Keys. In fact, Key West High School has the largest number of Take Stock and Children students than any single high school in the state of Florida.
Is
one of our badges of honor. So, but Marathon is growing. We do see a population moving from Key West up to Marathon because of housing. You know, it's a whole other topic we can talk about. In fact, there's not enough time to talk about housing. So that's an issue. The Upper Keys is growing as well. We added a lot of students. We're over 100 students in the Upper Keys. So right now our population, it starts in Key West, then the Upper Keys, and then it's growing in the Middle Keys with about 63 students in Take Stock and Children currently in Marathon. Yeah. So we have room for growth there. Mentors, that's probably the greatest challenge is finding mentors. And, as our community is changing into a more seasonal, transient, and I don't want to say transient as in move into Keys, work for a few years and move out, more of the seasonal residents where they have second homes, third homes, they come down for a week or two and then they leave. We have fewer and fewer full-time residents who can commit and give. So that's probably our greatest challenge. That's that worries me the most is making sure that we have enough mentors in our communities, such as, the upper Keys, middle Keys and lower Keys to meet the needs of our students and to run the program, because I can't have a student in the program without a mentor.
Right, right. So that that student has to wait it out until a mentor appears, I would assume.
Exactly. But I'm so proud of our communities because I put the call out and I say, look, we have these students and our coaches are phenomenal as well. And the mentors do step up. I go to the Rotary Clubs and I talk about service above self and I said, we need you to step up. We have these wonderful students who need to come to the program. We want them in the program, but we need to have a mentor. And this is what's involved. And, they do. They show up when we need them, which is wonderful. I just hope they continue to do so.
Yeah. Well, we're being heard right now from actually Cuba to Miami. So let's put the call out again for mentors as well as other support for Take Stock and Children. What's the best way for people to reach out and, start that process?
Absolutely. We're always looking for mentors, and we can start that process at any time to make sure that we are ready to go for our fall intake, which will be in October of 2024. So that will be our new group of kids coming into the program. But they can contact my office at 305-293-1546. Again, 305-293-1546. And Ms. Tammy Baker is my assistant, administrative assistant, data specialist. She's phenomenal, and she will help you through the process. And one other way you can do it, you can go to our website, and that's Monroe County Ed Found. It's for Monroe County Education Foundation, so Monroe County, EDFOUND.com. And there is a link for Take Stock in Children, and it has our student application as well as our mentor application on that website.
And one final question that just occurred to me, Chuck, if you don't mind. So what happens if a student has to move out of county, or is that ever an impediment to people trying to take part in Take Stock and Children if they feel they may have to move away?
There exists a network of Take Stock and Children affiliates across the state of Florida. So if they move to a Florida county, they can transfer to another Take Stock and Children program in Florida as long as that school where they go is being serviced by a Take Stock program. And then we still own that student. So when that student completes high school, we track that student in, say, Volusia County. They move up to Volusia County, they're in a school, they're still in Take Stock, they're assigned a mentor. That program oversees the high school career of that student. We also monitor it from Monroe, And when that student graduates, that student will receive one of our scholarships because that student signed a contract with us.
Wow.
Now, the caveat is if they move out of state, then they have to, they forfeit the contract and the scholarship opportunity, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are instances where students do have to move up to the mainland for various reasons, but it's great to know that that will continue to follow them. That is the benefit of Take Stock and Children. So thank you for that answer. Thank you for all you do. I'm going to have to let you go, and you now have to go back to your session at your conference. So unless you want to just pretend you're still talking on the phone in order to get out of it, I'm not sure.
No, I'll go back to my networking opportunity. You know, you never know who you meet, and life is all about connections and you know, helping each other out. So hopefully we can find some more support from, you know, other entities to continue to grow our program in Monroe.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to, you know, insinuate you have a bad attitude towards conferences. You certainly have a very healthy attitude and a positive one, as you do towards everything. So enjoy the conference. Have a safe travel back to the Keys. And thank you for all you do, Chuck. Have a very good day.
Thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners. Indeed. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It is Chuck Lysis Mason with us, Take Stock in Children, on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And again, the 7-mile run is happening this weekend. We've been talking about that a lot. Please keep that in mind, whereby the 7-mile bridge will be closed from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then they promise to open it up at 9 a.m., as they always do every year. 1,500 plus is the number of runners for this year's run. But if you are trying to get up or down the Keys and utilizing the 7-mile bridge in so doing, that's not going to happen for you. 6 and 9 a.m. this coming Saturday. No other incidents to report right now up and down the Keys as far as US 1 goes. Do have the typical slowdowns from especially school zones and school buses, as well as Big Cabot. Stock Island still having some slowdowns at this time, as well as Alvarado. It is 8:25 now. Keystock 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Decks and Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Decks and Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock, and much, much more. Decks and Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot Keys summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit decks-docs.com for more information, or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's decks-docs.com, or call 305-902-3325.
Decks and Docks Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center in Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
Here it comes, April 15th. It's time to file and pay your taxes again, unless you haven't in a year or 2 years or many years. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner, and I want you to know you are not alone. The IRS has no sympathy for you, but I do, because I deal with this problem every day for my clients. Millions of Americans have fallen behind due to mistakes or being totally overwhelmed and in way over their heads. If you can just get this problem under control, everything else would fall into place. There may be a way to get your life back by making this the year you take steps to end your IRS nightmare forever. Call me today for a free consultation at 305-682-1111. 1-800-530-1818. I'm not some mystery attorney in another state. I'm right here in South Florida to help you. 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 7 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. and Tom Curtis Jr. from 7 to 10. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 2 to 5. And it's Dean the Machine from 5 to 8. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8. And Milo Music is live from 7 to 10. Saturday, Milo Music entertains from 5 to 8. Then it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. While Dean the Machine is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Good Morning Keys, Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The talk of the Keys, and taking a look here once again. It is, what, 77 degrees? Yeah, not a bad day at all. Next few days looking pretty good with a slight chance of rain, but the weekend will clear up for the 7-mile bridge run, which, of course, takes place at 7-mile bridge marathon. Speaking of which, we now speak with Robin Still. She is the mayor of Marathon. Good morning to you, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So it's going to be a busy time in Marathon. Over 1,500 runners will be descending upon the 7-mile bridge. We continue to remind listeners that it will be shut down in its entirety from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday. So there's no way to get up and down the Keys on Saturday morning. But another great event in Marathon that's been going on for numerous years.
Yeah, I have no idea how many years, but it has been, seems like forever, I think, which is wonderful that it's that popular.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's maybe 41 years, something like that.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I did know that at one point. And then, of course, we have the power boats coming as well in a few weeks, so continues to be very busy in Marathon.
It's we're going to be not just the fishing capital, now the running racing capital.
I know. Boy, oh boy, that's a well-rounded certainly resume there. So a lot of reasons for people to come to Marathon. So we had the city council meeting on Tuesday, and I'd say this is going to be your legacy, is bringing back the nonprofit grants from the city to many, many nonprofits that are very deserving and help those in our neighbors in Marathon. So we had recipients named at the city council meeting.
They weren't publicly named, however, they were printed in the agenda,
okay.
And that is open to the public, and you can go to the city's website and go under, I think it's government, and then maybe the agenda and go to the meetings, and it'll be listed there. It's early on in that agenda packet, so you don't have to scroll through hundreds of pages, but it listed all of the recipients and the amount they were awarded. So I was really happy that we could award $150,000 to some pretty well-deserving nonprofits in the Marathon community. These funds, keep in mind, are to be used in the city of Marathon. So from what I saw from the averages of the scores, basically, or the amounts that were awarded, it seemed like we were pretty all consistent as a council that we wanted to make sure that the funds went into the hands of the true local nonprofits and that that money stayed right here in our city.
Indeed, yeah. I'm actually on the site now. Go to city government, city council, agenda, and minutes, and I'm still trying to bring up that because, yeah, I was curious. Some of the, let's see, city council meeting. Yeah, some of the, there's a lot of very deserving nonprofits, and that was part of the purpose of bringing back that grant. It really does help those in need and helps continue those efforts of the nonprofits. So I'll take a look at that here in just a bit. But congratulations for continuing that very worthwhile program. I know there's a lot of need, most certainly. So we're speaking with the city mayor of the city of Marathon. It's Robin Still with us. The hotel motel ordinance was basically, as it stands, that was approved. Is that right?
That's correct. If you attended or followed last month's meeting, there were some suggested changes. I think we started this back in August of last year, but as that was written and read at last month's meeting, that's exactly what passed this time.
Okay. Yeah.
There was nothing wavered off of that.
Okay. Yeah, and it is a pretty complex ordinance, but basically no change, and that was part of what some citizens were worried about, I think. So the takeaway is that there will not be a drastic change at all as far as hotel motel ordinance in Marathon. The lighting ordinance as well, I know there was some, you know, kind of ambiguity there as far as how to define lighting and that kind of thing, but that was passed also.
That was passed, and if you go to that ordinance, it does give a definition. It gives, like, some pictures of what are approved lighting and what's unapproved lighting, so that kind of gives a little bit of guidance there. The only change that we made to that is in the original reading of the ordinance, it gave residents and homeowners 2 years to change any existing lighting, and that was just off the 1 year.
Okay, very good. And Robin, just back quickly on the Hotel Motel ordinance. I think a lot of that was based upon the concern around the golf course. Is that really how this kind of came up? Robin, I think we lost you just before you answered that question.
Can you hear me?
No,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I'm in a hotel room.
Yeah, no problem.
The way this ordinance originally came up is this was a cleanup of language of our ordinances in general.
Okay.
And it just so happened that this ordinance, it was the time for this ordinance. And when city staff got to this ordinance, they noticed some things that needed to be revised. And that's how that started. Our city staff is going through each and every one of our ordinances, so this one wasn't targeted for any particular reason. It just, this was the time they got to this particular ordinance, and it needed to be more modernized based on what's going on in our city. And this ordinance is a citywide ordinance. I know that there's development that a lot of our residents were very concerned with that is impacted by this ordinance, and that's how the golf course kind of got involved in this. It was not the reason for the redraft or rewriting or revision of the ordinance. It just so happened to be a development that was in the middle of this. We have several others that are impacted by it as well. This was just one that citizens were more concerned about. But this ordinance is going to affect developments as a city, not just one development in particular.
Okay. Yeah, and it seemed that some of the residents had concerns about preserving the Florida Keys Country Club, and they were looking to not have a deviation from the city's development agreement, and the hotel motel ordinance will continue, as you said, as it stands. So Robin's still with us. mayor of City of Marathon, Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And I was looking down the recipient list there of the grants. Grace Jones Community Center, Marathon Recreation Center, Hammock House, a lot of basically quality of life support organizations that will continue their works thanks to the city government and city council. So that is
absolutely. And if anyone's interested to know what these organizations do and what their intention is for the use of this money, we had a workshop last month, and the nonprofits, or the majority of them, were able to attend, and they got up and they talked to the public and to city council about what they did as an organization and how they plan to use these funds in our city. That meeting was recorded. It can also be found on our city's website. So I would urge everybody, if you've got questions about it, to please watch that. You might find one of these organizations that strikes a place in your heart and that you might want to volunteer to help. You know, the funds are supposed to stay here in Marathon. But just if you have questions about it, it just amazes you, or amazed me, at the organizations that we have here and the work that they're doing for our citizens.
Yeah, most certainly. That's true. So it was the city council who basically scored and had to make the decisions as to who gets what?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that the way the scores came about is Brian Shea, our planning director, and our grant writer, Maria, provided us with an Excel spreadsheet. Each council member got one separately. We didn't talk about how we wanted to score each nonprofit. We independently scored them. We submitted that Excel spreadsheet back to city staff, and then they basically averaged out the numbers, and the totals that they arrived at are what you see on that report. And the top ones that you see that got awarded money, when the $150,000 ran out, that's where the cutoff came.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the other organizations aren't worthy. It's just I wish we had we were asked for around $417,000. We only had $150,000 that we were able to allocate. And unfortunately, some worthy organizations didn't get allocated any of those funds. I urge them to apply again next year. But I wish we had enough money to give everybody money, but we just simply didn't.
Yeah, and I have to wonder if there's going to be any consideration towards upping that $150,000 or not. I'm not sure exactly where the money comes from, but there certainly is a need, and it is filling that need.
It is. In fact, we increased it to $150,000 this year. Vice Mayor Landry suggested that, and the council approved it. Last year, it was right at $100,000. So hopefully, as we go into budget year later this year, maybe we need to have some talks about the potential of increasing that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, again, it's Robin Still with us, the mayor of Marathon, on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And I know you have a busy day there up on the mainland, and we certainly appreciate you being here with us. Is there anything else that we should highlight from the past meeting that we just had a couple of days ago, or any topics that you see coming up in the next few weeks that we should mention now?
It was pretty light agenda, but other than that, I don't think so, unless something happens while I'm gone or in the next couple days. It seems to be everything's good. We're just looking forward to Saturday, the 7 mile bridge run.
Yes.
And the powerboat race is coming.
Yep.
It's going to be a busy end of April in Marathon. I just ask people be very patient with traffic, and if you need to go to the mainland and you're on the other side of the 7 mile bridge on Lower Keys, just plan to be across that bridge before 5 a.m.
That's absolutely true.
I believe it shuts down at 6, but I would just make sure I had plenty of extra time.
Yeah, it does. Well, thank you, Robin, for being here. Certainly safe travels back, and we appreciate all you do in serving your community. Thanks for being
here. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Indeed, you do the same. Robin's still with us. She is mayor of Marathon on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Good morning, it's 8:43.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth and the host of the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. Like you, I love this country, and I'm very thankful for those that protect us along with our freedoms. That's why for active military and active first responders, if you decide to work with us, Talon Wealth isn't going to charge you any advisor fees. We're happy to explain all the details, but most importantly, thank you for your service.
Visit guardingyournestegg.com to find out more.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Board license D056341.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 7 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. and Tom Curtis Jr. from 7 to 10. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 2 to 5. And it's Dean the Machine from 5 to 8. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8. And Milo Music is live from 7 to 10. Saturday, Milo Music entertains from 5 to 8. Then it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11, while Dean the Machine is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Don't want to refinance your home, but you still want to use the equity within it? Imagine the possibilities with a home equity line of credit. At Keys Federal Credit Union, our HELOCs are an easy and convenient way for homeowners to borrow money. Use your equity as collateral to renovate your home, build a pool, a boat lift, pay for education, or use the money for something entirely different. Home equity feels good. Visit keysfcu.org for details. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Greetings, my beautiful Florida Keys. Paint yourselves. You live in paradise. This is Frank from Florida Solar Partners with a very important earthly public announcement. I know. Earth Day is behind us. But you know what? Earth Day should be every day. Our efforts must be daily to make a difference. Pledge today to make Earth Day every day. That's right, every day. I'll tell you what. My pledge to you is this. This beautiful planet we live in needs to be saved. When you go solar with us, we will cover your first 6 months worth of payments once the permission to operate is complete and your new solar system is fully operational. Call us today. Let us know you want to take the pledge of every day is Earth Day. The pledge number is 305-330-6868. Again, that number is 305-330-6868. The choice is simple. Jump in and take the pledge.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
More than 50,000 distracted driving crashes occurred last year in Florida. And sadly, close to 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. It puts everyone in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trust, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission, and the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Attention foodies and music lovers. Experience the taste of paradise at the iconic Green Turtle Inn, your ultimate destination for Keys casual dining. Located at mile marker 81 in beautiful Isla Morada, indulge in the very best steaks, seafood, and pasta the Keys have to offer. But the magic doesn't stop there. Immerse yourself in the enchanting ambiance of live piano music at 8 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday. Renowned pianist and singer Jimmy Burns, straight from the club car in Nantucket, is bringing his talents to the Florida Keys. And starting at 8:30 p.m., enjoy the fun of piano sing-along with all the tunes you know and love. Make your reservations now at the Green Turtle Inn, where exceptional cuisine meets the magic of live music and the joy of piano sing-along. The iconic Green Turtle Inn, your passport to a night of indulgence, music, and sing-along fun. Visit us at mile marker 81 in Isla Morada or online at greenturtleinn.com.
AUC with Dr. B, the radio program that challenges viewpoints and information that you hear in the mainstream media every day. Dr. Bruce Boros is the owner and founder of Advanced Urgent Care of the Florida Keys, and he brings his years of experience and training as a renowned cardiologist to the radio as he discusses a variety of topics and welcomes guests with perspectives that you won't hear elsewhere. If you have a question or comment for Dr. B, visit keysnewstalk.com and click on the link. AUC with Dr. B, Saturdays at 9 a.m., exclusively on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And taking a look here at the weather one more time for us, 77 degrees currently, and we are looking at a sunny day. It's 84 for the high. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, 20%. It's 73 for the low. Tomorrow, no chance of rain mentioned. 15-mile-per-hour winds, though, do continue. 80 for the high. Saturday for the 7-mile bridge run. 81 for the high and sunny. And Sunday, sunny and a high near 81. Currently, as mentioned, 77 degrees. No mention of any issues on the roadways. We'll make sure that that is current and up-to-date for you, but so far, nothing major on US 1 to speak of. It is, 8:50 now, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And let's take a look at a couple of other news stories up for you, but the judge has refused to halt the FSU ACC case for those of us in the sports world. A Leon County Circuit judge Tuesday refused to put on hold a lawsuit filed by Florida State University against the Atlantic Coast Conference as big money battle between the university and its longtime conference continues to play out in two states. And after an all-day hearing, Circuit Judge John Cooper denied a request by the ACC for a stay of the lawsuit. Cooper's decision came 5 days after the Mecklenburg County, North Carolina judge rejected a request by FSU to dismiss or put on hold a separate lawsuit filed by the conference against the university. The two rulings leave a tangle of legal issues in the battle, which centers on media rights and could end with Florida State leaving the conference. Issues are being closely watched in college athletics, which is undergoing major conference realignments. Also, we wanted to bring you up to date whereby a deputy was injured in Monroe County by a drunk driver. A 26-year-old Monroe County Sheriff's Office deputy was seriously injured Tuesday when a drunk driver struck his patrol car while he was walking between his car and another vehicle during a traffic stop on US 1, temporarily pinning him between both vehicles. The incident occurred at approximately 11 p.m. near mile marker 87. Responding deputies were able to free the injured deputy. He was then airlifted to Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami with injuries to his lower extremities, where he remained in stable condition on Wednesday. A 20-year-old Homestead, Florida man, Andrew James Gibson, whom the deputy initially stopped, was taken to Maryland's Mariners Hospital in Tavernier, with non-life-threatening injuries. Gibson was later taken to jail on a warrant for failure to appear in court. The driver who struck the deputy's patrol car, Alexandra Marlene Baraga, 26, of Shoreview, Minnesota, had a blood alcohol level of 0.310. Florida Highway Patrol took Baraga to jail, charged her with multiple DUI-related crimes. She was not injured in the accident. Quote, "This is a difficult day for everyone in the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. One of our brave deputies has been seriously injured in the line of duty because of the thoughtless actions of a drunk driver," end quote, said Sheriff Rick Ramsey. End quote, "For the cost of a taxi or rideshare, she jeopardized the lives of everyone on the road," end quote. The injured deputy has been with the Sheriff's Office since February of 2022. So our best wishes go out to the sheriff's deputy injured in that incident. Sheriff Rick Ramsey continually talks about the hazards of being a deputy and of law enforcement and how traffic stops can lead to all kinds of unpredictable outcomes. And that, again, does highlight that even further. It is 8:54 now. Keys Talk 96.9-102.5. The Talk of the Keys. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Decks and Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Decks and Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Decks and Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry Wear Deck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot key summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit decks-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's decks-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Decks and Docks Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-102.5. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-102.5.
And Good Morning Keys, Keys Talk 96.9-102.5. The Talk of the Keys, it is 8:56. Good Thursday morning to you. We now say good morning to Allison Higgins. She is the sustainability coordinator for the City of Key West. Hi, Allison.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You are peppy and, well, as upbeat as always.
I try.
Yeah, you do. And thank you for being here. So let's talk about the bond. There's been a lot of talk about that. The mayor's talked about it. City Council members have talked about it. What's your perspective on that?
So the City of Key West has had a long history of being incredibly conservative on property taxes, and that's good for the populace, but bad on the maintenance you're supposed to be doing on your assets. So not only do we have some chickens coming back to roost, we need to, you know, replace a number of big HVACs. We've got one of our fire stations is in very, very bad shape. We also know we have to do more in the terms of adaptation, right? So we know that we have buildings that need impact windows and replacement roofs, and we've always wanted to do more energy and water efficiencies. And so, and then the populace also wants us, sorry, it's a loud area, wants us to do more at the park so that, you know, there's more better quality of life. So this all comes with a price tag. And what many local governments do is rather than just hike up the property taxes, they go for a bond. And what the bond does, it still is a tax that shows up on your property annually, but you voted in. So if it'll be on the November ballot, and if 51% of the voting public says, yes, I do want these things and it's worth it to me, then it'll pass, and it'll affect all homeowners. And the really important part about our bond is it the monies come off your taxable property income, so not your the value of your house, but you know how if you're homesteaded, there are your property value can only go up so quickly. There's a number of other benefits you get if you're homesteaded. So almost 40% of our Keys residences are homesteaded. So those folks are going to pay about an average of $400. What it's really putting the onus on are the commercial properties, the second and third homeowners, and those kind of folks. So those properties are going to be paying the bulk of these of this bond. And so the way it works, those property taxes, because we know we can, not necessarily will, assess a up to that amount. So, you know, $300-$400 for the homesteaded properties, more for the others. We can guarantee a loan. So while the bond says we can do this for up to 30 years, that means that we can borrow that money now because construction isn't getting any cheaper. And really front load a lot of these projects, so that even though the way we've always done it is, you know, you don't spend what you don't have. And so projects like Truman Waterfront that took forever to happen were because we needed to raise the money year after year until we had enough in the bank to move forward. And so, you know, there was 5 years just in slowly incrementing enough funds. But with the bond, you can borrow this money up front, knowing that the money will be paid back. You get a really, really good rate because you're government. And then these amenities can come to us now. So if you watch the, we just did a special workshop with the City Commission last week, Wednesday or Thursday, and all the department heads that were heading up a specific project, be it Bayview Park or the Mallory Square project or mine, which was adaptation, gave a one-slide preview of the projects that we're looking at funding with this. So it's a really good way of, you know, kind of learning for yourself, like whether you feel like you would support this or not. The other key thing is it's actually going to be four different ballot questions. So because we have a good 20, 30 projects, they're divided up into four buckets. One, which is adaptation, which was the, you know, number two priority voted on by our residents for our strategic plan. But also one is parks and recreation, one is public safety, and the other one is transportation and parking. So that's just a one that will keep our roads smooth and parking.
Allison, you dropped out there for just a second.
One.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you dropped out for just a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. No.
So I was going to say, so there'll be four questions on them. So if you feel really strongly about one, but really strongly against another, that's how it goes. And then while we can borrow a large amount, we obviously can't spend all that money that quickly. So it might be that even though the bond authorizes up to $300 million, we're only going to take out $50 the first year, which means we're only going to assess properties for a couple of years to pay that off.
Okay.
And then, you know, we wait until the next tranche of spending.
Yeah. Allison Higgins with us. She's sustainability coordinator for the City of Key West. Allison, that is the most complete explanation of the bond issue I've heard as of yet, and that's very helpful. Thank you. So
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, very good information. So, and again, adaptability is going to be a big issue going forward, and obviously you're a big proponent of getting that funded and moving forward. The energy service companies, you were going to mention that too.
Yeah, so this is another really cool thing. It's like kind of another way of borrowing forward. There are companies out there that specialize in energy projects where you ask them to come in and look at, you know, your worst performing building. So they send a professional and they do what is called an investment grade audit. And it's called investment grade because they put their money where their mouth is. So let's say I have zero money to pay for this. They say that's all right because we can guarantee that if we do X, Y, and Z, you will save 30%. Therefore, you are, if we do these changes for you and find a third-party financer, you can pay us back to your savings. And how they guarantee that is in the actual contract. They, if you don't save that much, they pay the bill for you. So they are very good at getting that number right and potentially even being a little bit conservative over what your actual savings are. So you still are getting some padding when they've done the work. So we're looking at that because, again, you know, in the focus of we're only going to do what we can afford, I asked to be able to do 10 buildings last year. That would have been 10% of all of our buildings. We have about 100 facilities. They cut me down to 5. If we only do 5 a year, that's 20 years before we've just changed out our LED lights. Right? So something like this that can upfront the cost, get the work done, and then get our bills down ASAP is great because then it gets paid off faster. The city has, it's reduced its carbon footprint, but it's also reduced its cost. So once we've paid off that debt, the city's, so we pay $3 million a year in energy and water bills.
Oh my, yeah.
We also pay $3 million a year in insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's why if we do these adaptation changes, we are pretty darn sure, although we don't have exact, you know, cause and effect, but just like when you, you know, change out